There's some really harsh shadows.
Stop looking at the wrong camera.
But the other one's so tiny.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Chill out with today's sponsor, Viya. With 420 just around the corner, lucky for you guys, we've got a wonderful sponsor in Viya. Now, what is Viya, Daddy?
It is some of the best gummies I've ever had.
That are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. Now, do you need to chill out after a long day?
Yes.
Do you maybe need a little gummy for that?
Yes.
Well, where there's a Viya, there's a gummy that'll work for you. Now, maybe you're dealing with anxiety or stress?
Yes.
A puppy that's poking you?
Ow.
There's also a gummy for that. There's a gummy for literally everything. And they have a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and low doses of THC all into one mind-blowing gummy called...
Viya.
Well, high love from Viya. They're our favorites of all of the options that we've tried. And we've tried a lot of the Viya options, from their low dose to their no THC to just all of their wonderful hemp products. So we're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC with their best-selling gummy, the High Love. It'll awaken your senses, increase blood flow, help you enjoy Darklands, or maybe even that movie you're going to go see next week.
And I've never been more mellow.
Viya offers a wide range of other gummies as well if you're not looking for THC. And they've definitely got something for you. So they legally ship to all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. If you're over the age of 21, you can get 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC CBN Sleep Gummies with offer code WATS at viahemp.com. VIIAHEMP.com. Thank you again to Viya.
Do you remember discreet packaging when they used to send like... Playboys to your house, and they'd have that plastic wrap over it that that you couldn't see what it was inside?
No. Why would I remember that?
I don't know.
How would I remember that?
I remember that because they always said discreet
packaging.
Do
you remember when we went out for takeout dinner? Like, we went to a Chinese place to get Chinese, and you brought your own freaking brown rice?
Okay.
What's your safe word?
Brown rice.
Welcome back to What's Your Safe Pod. I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And today we're...
You have issues.
No. First of all, no, I had consent.
I can't believe you're even bringing this up.
You told me I could bring
it
up.
No, I said...
You literally said, add it to the pod.
No, I said, you're going to add that to the pod, aren't you? There's a difference when I ask a question and make a statement.
Was that not you telling me that we could talk about it?
That's fine.
We are walking to dinner right before this. We're on the couch today. We're doing a couch pod. And as much as Daddy can't help but look at the wrong camera because the framing's off on it. Look at the main cam.
It's driving me nuts.
Our patrons are seeing his crotch real well. Anyway, we were walking to a Chinese place down the corner. And halfway there, I thought you were going to throw out whatever box you had in your hand. But I turn to you and I go, what the heck is in that takeout box?
It's brown rice, because the restaurant we always go to, they have brown rice on the menu, but they never have it. So, and I don't like white rice, especially with Chinese food. It's blah, blah, it's too sticky. So I like a little fiber in my rice. And so I have brown rice in my fridge. Why not just bring it with you?
Because it looks weird for you to bring in like
they
rice into
even
a
bat
Chinese
an eye.
Place.
They didn't even notice I had it in my hand.
I cannot believe you though.
Why?
It was hilarious.
Well, okay. Think about this. So they didn't have to waste rice, right? And I brought my own to-go box. So I am saving the planet. Because I put the leftovers
and then you put your leftover
into that same box and took it home. So I think more people should do this.
No, please do not bring your own rice to the Chinese food place.
Why not?
It's not okay. It's anyway, fine. Daddy, how are you doing this week?
I'm fine until you called me out for being
You told me we could talk
food.
About this. Don't even try to spin this as if you're the victim here.
I am the victim. I'm always the victim.
You always play the victim. Speaking of, you got some adornments on your wrists that are still there.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not jingling. If you guys hear jingling, stop it. That does not... Okay. You guys are seeing this, right? The antagonization.
The Patreons are seeing this.
How is your week going?
It's going really good until you're
In fact,
picking on me.
No, I'm not picking on you. You were being a little brat over there with your little shackles on.
My little Wonder Woman shackles. Bing, bing.
Did you have some high love before?
I might have.
How was you? I'm gonna ask you one more time what you did this weekend.
Weekend. So let's see.
Easter.
I know. Okay. I was getting there.
I was making sure you remembered.
Jesus. Jesus has risen.
Oh, it took him forever to come.
Yeah.
Can we agree Jesus is a gooner?
Why?
Because he's not a biscuit. Because it took 3 days for him to come.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Ba-dum. It was a joke.
Let's see. Saturday, I did a shoot for Real Bad, which is a party here in San Francisco, which was quite fun. And I got a dress up in leather, and nice. I was proposed to by a drag queen with a cock ring.
Whoa. Huh?
So our photo shoot was...
Are you allowed to talk about the photo shoot?
They didn't give me a gag order.
So. Did you sign a paper that said you couldn't talk
about
it?
Actually, they don't even have a model release on me. They didn't make me sign anything. That's unusual. No.
Oh.
So I can talk about anything I want. Anyway.
Okay. Well.
So we did this photo shoot, which was done by our friend Brandon Better Rugged, who is the photographer. But they had storyboarded everything out. And so.
What's the photo shoot for?
It's for Real Bad, which is a party here in San Francisco. I think I already said that.
No, but it's for a full, it's a huge Folsom party. Event. That's the context. Yeah.
So they had storyboarded this out. So my storyboard was I was in head to toe bluff leather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a drag queen who was proposing to me down on one knee with a chastity cage.
Aw, true love.
It was true love.
That's sweet.
And it was cute. It was very playful. But they also wanted me to hold the hand of someone off screen. So the way they were contorting my body was not natural to, like, anything human. I was like literally like contorted,
and you're already
like a pretzel,
as everyone knows, the most flexible person.
We spent like an hour blocking light and stuff, and then finally I think the shot they're actually going to use was like literally the last one when they're like, okay, you guys, let's just change it up and do whatever you want. And we're like, I'm like, okay, I unbuckle my pants. I throw my pants down. She's proposing to me with the chastity cage. They're like, oh my God, that's perfect. I'm like, we could have started with this.
You know, the creative process, sometimes it takes a minute to get there. But when you get there.
It's magic.
Yeah.
It was actually a really fun shoot. I had a really good time doing it.
So. And if you weren't supposed to tell that story, well, you need to work on your paperwork a little bit.
Yeah, gag orders. Okay. There were gags on set, but I wasn't ordered to.
You didn't order one?
No.
Well, you have an entire wall.
I know.
And my week was also equally as eventful. We did Easter stuff. We'll get there. But I was a judge for the San Francisco's next top bottom contest.
Was Tyra Banks there?
No, but I was smizing with my asshole the entire time.
Wait, with your asshole?
Yeah. You never winked with your ass?
I don't know if you can smize with your ass.
You better work. Yeah, well, you've never seen me.
You can smass with your ass.
Ew. See, that sounds gross. So I was a judge. I was one of the six judges for, it's called many things. It's called Pound Town. It's called the next top bottom contest, the next power bottom, SF power bottom contest.
It has three names?
It's changed names over the years, I think. They're having a branding, not issue, but like, so even the pig was like, I can't wait to see you at Pound Town. Your picture was great. And I said, what's Pound Town? Because I was told it was the next power bottom contest. It was called the power bottom contest. And so I was one of the judges. It was at a sex club, a real cool space. But I think my favorite thing was it was run by our friend Stefan. Shout out to Stefan.
Blue Bailey.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun, but also so chaotic because you're in like this sex space, no stage. They have literally, you know, our little like lobs, our little road go things. What you got for people at home, you know, when TikTokers have like a little thing with a fuzzy ball on top?
Yeah.
That was their microphone.
Okay.
Like that was the microphone, and it was very funny. But then my favorite part of the entire thing was how would you, Daddy? Question for you: how would you judge the best power bottom?
Well, funnily enough, I did judge this last year.
Your new word. You've said that like enough. So many times tonight.
So how would I judge it? I judge it on the best bottom.
Okay, but visually, stylistically, outfittedly,
I wanted to see how creative. So last year, I'm curious what this year's winner did.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Last year, the winner threw crayons up their ass and drew a picture on the ground with their butt.
I think that's where they got an idea for something. This. I'll tell you the process overall. So we had six judges. This is all in jest. It's all very much like tongue-in-cheek playful.
Right.
It's not meant to be super serious.
They took 40 loads.
Well.
They might have, but later. But.
There's their idea for a scene. But the same way that like a full contest or a full pageant, if you're talking about drag or leather, mm-hmm. Would have multiple scenes from like a look, an entrance look, to a pop question, to like a talent, and there were talents. Every single one of the contestants, and there was 7 of them, there was a lot.
Yeah.
We're all...
there are a lot of bottoms in San Francisco.
Yeah, there's a ton of bottoms in San Francisco, but all of them had like some sort of talent that they were being judged on. And so I've just got a few of my favorite talents here. And again, there were 7 people. Not all talents were as extravagant as others, but I think that my favorite talent... Oh, no, there's so many. So one person, here, I'll just go through my favorites. One person gets on stage and they all have like a minute 30 to do some sort of talent.
Right.
From dancing to singing. You could do your own music or have like music playing over the speakers. So one of them gets up on stage and starts showing off their ass. And this is a sex positive event, like very sexy.
Yeah.
So we're seeing everything winking. I was not the only one smizing.
Smizing.
And one of them gets up there and is like dancing provocatively. And he's got like banana underwear on, like banana printed. He was giving you the best nymphia fantasy, which means nothing to you.
I have no idea. But was he appealing? Was he appealing?
But I was going to get there, you little fruit. And so he pulls out the banana and he starts to like provocatively like deep throat it, you know, like peels it with his mouth as he's deep throating it. And we're all like, oh, okay, that's impressive. Yeah. Woo. Uh-huh. And then he bends over, squeezes his ass, and an unpeeled banana flies out.
Oh, he had a secret.
He had a secret banana. He was hiding a secret banana the whole time.
Now, if if they had spread their legs wide, would that be a banana split?
No. He would be serving potassium.
Oh God, I like banana split better.
Okay, well, he did, and that was impressive. Very funny. He was one of the first guys.
Wow.
Which, have you ever put a fruit up your ass?
Yes, I did a whole video on my Just for Fans where Christo in Berlin shoved bananas up my ass. Frozen bananas.
Oh wait, I have heard about this. be careful with how much potassium you put up there. Your ass is very receptive to all sorts of vitamins and liquids.
I know. I got lots of vitamins.
I know. I'm just letting people know. People also, some ABDLers will use banana to simulate a bowel movement so that they don't get too messy, but they still get the fantasy. Mm-hmm. Not judging. I'm just giving you guys the facts. So that one was very notable. Oh my God, this next one. So I don't know what they were given parameters-wise for the talent portion, besides you have a minute 30.
It was probably loosey-goosey, that would actually make you win. the loosier, the goosier.
Now, if I said dildo math, what would you say?
Counting all the dildos in my bathroom.
Not, well, how is that math? Just because you count
counting,
them? How many do you have?
Counting is math.
Counting is technically math.
I have over 30.
Okay, so you haven't counted.
Well, if you took some, then I would have subtracted some.
The question remains, how many do you have?
I don't know. I have to go count them.
So, what I loved about when you give Power Bottoms a contest, they all take the category a different way. So, for talent portion, we had, of course, the repeeler. He repeeled the banana, you know, or he unpeeled it.
Wait,
right?
Did they all have to do something with the banana?
No, but they all had a talent. This particular person was doing math. They were, I think, an accountant in their real world job. Don't quote me on that.
So were they using a calculator with their ass cheeks?
So they wanted to figure out the velocity at which they were getting dildos and butt toys inside of them. So they had a minute 30 and put at least 10 different toys from 7 inches all the way up to 20 inches of dildos. So that's the lengths. And as he put each dildo in, he would call out the numbers, and someone on the side was adding all the numbers up so that he could divide it by the amount of time it took him to take all the toys, and also based on how quickly the toys went in and out, which he tested based on the type of lube and the time.
My eyes just glazed over.
But he did math. Yeah, and he was taking somewhere around <That's why. laughs> 3.8 inches of dildo per second.
Wow, that's impressive, man.
Over like, I don't know how many, like 200 inches worth of toys.
Wow.
Okay, you sound at least a little impressed.
Wow.
And they all changed in size. So like the last one was 20 inches long, was an entire slink that he just put in and out very quickly.
That's impressive. You don't need the math for that.
Well, he wanted to also show math.
The visual is enough.
Oh, the visual was a lot.
Yeah.
No judgment.
I don't think
the visual was impressive. But it started with like you know, a tiny little dildo, like a normal sized dick.
Sure.
And then a monster dick.
Sure.
And then a gigantic horse dick. And then it got larger and larger. Like, he had a basket that was at least 30 pounds of dildo. Like, some of the toys were huge. Good for you.
So who won?
Well, not him. I'm getting to the stories.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you. Okay. Actually, I'll tell you my favorites. You tell me who won. Okay.
Not the math guy.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Who knows? There was also bottoming self-defense.
Okay. I'll bite. What is that?
So you know how, like, the bend and snap?
Yeah.
It was kind of emoting that. Like, oh, no, my ass is out, and the top thinks I'm really cute, but he doesn't have consent. So you bend over really quick and then flip your head back up and, like, knock him out.
Ow.
What was bottoming self-defense? Like, that was the gig. That was the gag.
But does that make you the best bottom or just the most obnoxious one?
If it gets the most laughs, you win the contest. That's the thing. So you have the bend and so snap his dick off.
You're knocking your top out. I don't know if that makes you the best bottom.
No, that was self-defense.
Yeah, well, okay. Still.
These are some of my favorites.
Okay.
The butt magic show.
Where you pull a long handkerchief out of your ass.
Have you ever watched a clown do one of those things where they, like, they eat a cookie or something, and then all of a sudden they start pulling, like, stuff out of their mouth? Not hankies, but, like, just, like, 200 feet of paper. And you're like, how do they do that?
It's a streamer rolled up tightly under their
tongue. Wow. Okay, yes, that's how they do
that. It's not that hard to figure out.
Okay. And how easy do you think it is to do that out of your ass? Because that is where the magic trick started.
You throw the streamer up your ass and then pull it out.
So the bottom, like, drank a magic potion, you know, quote unquote. And then, like, he started pulling the streamers out of his ass. And that was funny.
Okay.
That was funny. And then I forget what he said, but it was something like, have you guys ever had problems with hemorrhoids? And his thumb comes out of his butt, and now his thumb is glowing. And he's like, this is how I deal with it. Puts his thumb, the glowing thumb, to his mouth and pretends to eat it.
Oh.
And then pretends to pull the hemorrhoid out again. See? Easy to deal with.
Oh.
It was magic. No, but it was magic.
Wait, why was his thumb glowing?
He was pretending to pull it out of his ass.
Okay, but does it actually glow?
It's actually a little thumb cover that's the skin, same skin as him, and when he pushes it, it makes a little glow. I used to do magic as a child.
Oh.
I did a few magic shows as a child.
So much
what do you
about
mean
you?
This explains a lot? What is that? Okay, no, what does that mean?
I knew you were nerdy. I just didn't know you were this nerdy.
I at the age of 12, I
the
did
fact
two
that you say I did
paid
magic as a child.
Magic show gigs, okay? Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I said this explains a lot.
And? What does that explain?
That's it. That's
no,
it.
You have to explain.
So this is why you are the way you are.
So, the never-ending cleaning out and then the hemorrhoid magic trick.
Wait, the never-ending cleaning out?
Oh, that's what the streamers were. He was pulling forever and ever and ever.
Oh.
Thankfully, they were rainbow-colored.
Time-consuming.
But it was funny. It got a laugh.
Sure.
It was really cute.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then I think of the seven, the last notable one was this really muscly guy and just this ratty old dirty white jockstrap.
He wins.
Gets on stage and he says along the lines of, hey, my major is birds. I know birds really well. So my best friend in college, by the way, my doctorate is on bird stuff. Like he studies birds. I'm talking about birds. Like, ca-ca.
I'm waiting
like
for the interesting part. Okay, go ahead.
He says, my friend put together a PowerPoint of birds, and I have to not only notify or tell what the bird is, like look at it and tell you exactly what kind of species bird it is, but I'm going to give you some facts about birds. So you know our friend Lux, who loves water mm-hmm. and biology? Like mm-hmm. that, but for birds.
Yeah,
I'm losing you. Stick with me here.
Why is this all science?
All of the bird sexy? Pictures were somewhat suggestive. They weren't having sex, but some of them were cute.
Okay.
And as he's doing it, he pulls out a baby bottle and he's like pouring it on himself and just rubbing at his tits and like his ass and like putting his finger in there. And he's just telling you about birds with such diction and excitement. It was hot, but like interesting, but also at the same time, didn't really care about the birds. But I also really appreciated and found very sexy how much he loved birds.
Huh.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Mm-hmm. So Given all that, Daddy.
Who wins?
Of those particular, who do you think I chose to win? Or who do you think won?
Well, just with the sheer excitement, I'm going to say the bird guy. But I would have gone with, let's see.
What do you think got the most laughs and engagement?
He was rubbing milk all over himself.
No one said milk at all.
He was rubbing what on
himself?
What
are you imagining?
I don't know. What was he rubbing? You said
I
he
said
was rubbing...
baby oil. He had like a little baby oil.
Oh, baby oil.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh. Who got the most laughs? Probably streamer guy. Did the streamer guy win?
No one was Twitch streaming.
No. The streamer out of his ass. The long paper trails.
The magic trick guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes,
who won?
Yes, he did.
Ah, see? I was right.
So at the very end, so we had the final three, which I think... Bird guy, physics guy, the one that took all the dildos, and magic trick guy were the final three. Like, they had to lip sync for their life. They weren't using their lips up here, though.
They're using their ass?
Yes. And they had to draw a picture while listening to a song using one of those really thick markers.
Yes. So that's
did,
the
did Stefan
who...
text you asking
no, but
if you had markers?
No, who won last year. That's how.
Oh,
so that
okay.
must be why they're using that again.
So, and in fact, it is the significant other, I don't know what they call each other, of our assistant editor is the one who won that.
Oh,
so it was really cute.
Oh, good.
So
fun.
It was really fun. That was my Friday. I had a great time. And
it sounds fun.
The power bottoming was power bottoming.
Wow. Yeah, no, I did not have that kind of excitement in my life.
It was cute. And then after that happened, then the bar that was happening at, or the sex club, turned into a sex party. So it was a very
Shocker.
Natural. Well, yeah, right. Which was right across the street from another event that was Flex, which was like big muscle worship. It was a really fun Friday. I was sad that you were not feel you did not have the energy that day.
I didn't have the social bandwidth to be around a lot of people.
Well, yeah, that's because you wanted to, instead of look at their bird, you wanted to flip their bird or maybe see their bird. With today's second sponsor, Manscaped. Was that not? I was really hoping
sure you tied that
someone
one
was going to just jump up onto the stage
and shave.
With their manscape. Actually, that would be a great teaser. No, that would be a great talent, though. I'd be interested in that. Because Manscaped, one of our longest running sponsors here, wants to make sure that you know springtime is coming, which means spring cleaning.
And lots of birds.
Well, your cock
chirp,
might meet a little
chirp.
Cock-a-doodle do me with today's sponsor, Manscaped, to make sure that your grooming capabilities and carpets are always matching your drapes with the leader in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flower you are. Aww.
Aww.
So embrace the season and join over 10 million people worldwide who trust Manscaped TM with our special offer by going to manscaped.com and using offer code
WATS20
for 20% off and free shipping. Again, that is offer code
WATS20.
Not only 20% off, but free shipping from Manscaped. And maybe you already have the lawnmower, which is wonderful, does great just cutting right down to the skin, but it reduces nicks and cuts with ceramic blades and guards that make sure you are keeping it nice and close of a shave, but not shaving yourself.
Yeah, I just used one for a Nasty Pig commercial I just did, and I got so many people going, what's the guard length on that? Your beard looks amazing.
Because you have the Beard Hedger Pro. Now, that is great because it not only gets a nice beard hedge, but like, you know how some people have their beards have angles to them, it has shape to them?
Mine does.
It's really important to get that when you're, especially if you're a beard aficionado like Daddy here.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, look at that. Ooh. I have a pointy chin, so it has to taper.
So make sure you check that out. Maybe even get the handyman. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, we have the proper tools for you at Manscaped. So thank you again, Manscaped. Check them out at manscaped.com. Use offer code what, Daddy?
WATS20.
And get that spring cleaning in your pants. That's what they said to read. I don't know.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
If there's a bird in your pants, look out.
So we did something on Easter Sunday, which is a San Francisco tradition here, and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence put together this contest in Dolores Park, which is kind of like the crown jewel of San Francisco's parks here, and it's a hunky Jesus contest, a Foxy Mary contest, and just the entire city seems to turn out. The Dolores Park
gets so fucking crowded with people. You can't even walk anymore just because it's blanket to blanket to blanket for the entire park. But it is super fun. All walks of life come. Everyone enjoys each other. And it was a beautiful day. And we didn't think that was going to happen.
No, it's been storming all week in San Francisco.
As a matter of fact, Friday, they were like saying, hurricane force winds. And then Sunday comes around. Beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, hunky Jesus.
More than one Jesus. What would you say? What is a group of Jesus called?
Jesus?
No. Jesus. No, like, do you call them Jesuses or Jesus?
Because
Honey Mahogany and Sister Roma couldn't figure it out which one to call them, and they kept alternating.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. That's even worse.
No, why not? Anyway. Jesus. Hunky Jesus.
My favorite Jesus is Jesus. There was Golden Shower Jesus.
Golden Shower, and that's the one I wanted to win.
There was Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Which was Jesus with a blow up doll Jesus that was fucking him, which hilarious. There was Disco Jesus, and he had a disco ball helmet, mm-hmm. which I really appreciated. But I think my favorite and the one who won was.
Actually, I don't know who won. Who won?
What do you mean? What?
I wasn't paying attention at that, but I was tying someone up.
Jesus. Literally. Jesus. the one who won was Ken Jesus or Barbie Jesus.
Oh, Barbie Jesus. That's right. I saw out the corner, but I was in the middle of doing this elaborate shibari tie on a friend, and so I kind of lost track of the Jesus.
We were literally sitting in front of the stage.
I know. I was focused on my nuts.
Okay. Well, I think it was, what, the 45th anniversary, right, of the event or something like that, because they made a very big deal that they had raised $45,000 for charity. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
They turn it out.
They literally, the Beck's Motor Lodge that's in the Castro, it's like the cruisy sort of Motor Lodge hotel. It's been renovated very well.
Well, it used
to
be. I don't know if it is anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It used to be. It's been renovated very well. Mm-hmm. We have a friend staying there currently, but I walked by there the day before that event, and out on the balcony on this like Motor Lodge, just this big kind of, you can overlook.
There's a cantilevered balcony.
A what?
Cantilevered.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that name before.
Well, it's kind of hanging in the air.
Yeah. But you can just see all these sisters getting their paints on, and like it's they're very, very noticeable.
Yeah.
But they always throw this event, so like big shout out to them. Tons of charity that happens, but also just a really fun time.
Everyone turns out, brings their own drinks and beverages, and everyone's really good about taking all their trash home. Everyone puts out blankets and sometimes shade tents. You brought a shade tent, which was very we were all grateful for.
Yeah, you're welcome. I always bring the shade.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
But what I like more than anything is it is definitely more of a family, quote unquote, family friendly event. Lots of kids and whatnot. But it is very much drag positive. And it's not it's not sexual to be like, oh, sex. But it's like, we're talking about religion here. So if you're really upset about the religious references
we're making fun of religion a lot.
Yeah, I mean, to take the piss out of
it. Just having these nuns, drag queen nuns, hosting it, you kind of get the idea right off.
But it's meant to.
If you're offended, you're in the wrong place.
Oh yeah, you're in the wrong city. This is a huge thing that happens every year. But I like that it's not taking itself too seriously, and it's able to like laugh at religion. Mm-hmm. As someone who grew up religiously, like as a child, I would literally be like, why is it called Good Friday? Because why are we celebrating? This guy died. And then everyone's like, he's dying for our sins. And I'm like, what if I liked to sin a little bit, you know?
Well, and what we love about the sisters, and we had Sister Roma on the show before talking about volunteerism. And what they do is they take the beneficial elements of religion and do what actually Jesus taught, and that is feeding the poor and helping the needy and being loving everyone and accepting everyone, not judging anyone. And so they bring all of those qualities to it, and I'm really proud of them.
And I think what should be especially noted was this year it was Easter, but also the day of trans visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my favorite not favorite, okay, because it's not a total positive, but like the amount of hate that we saw from actual religious people to trans people, Jesus would have been the first person to be like, they're just humans.
Yeah.
Why can't they exist? They do exist. They seem very nice, actually.
And the way they attack Joe Biden over this as if he made it fall on Easter on purpose.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's ridiculous. So many ridiculous conspiracies that they...
March 31st for 15 years.
Yeah. But the amount of hatred that comes in that direction just because it's trans people existing is always so wild to me. And to the point where...
And always from religious people.
Exactly. I saw a video of The Rock that was going viral that day. And people were acting because he was letting his daughters dress him up in like a wig and makeup and something. Because he's a dad that has children.
Right.
People were stirring it up that day. And thank God for once that Twitter has community notes. Because everyone's like, this is a video from 2.5 years ago of The Rock being a dad. It has nothing to do with trans awareness or visibility, because people were trying to turn it into like, right, look what the trans people are doing.
Isn't the internet fun?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, just mind your own business, people. You don't celebrate whatever the fuck you want, but you celebrating an event does not mean other people cannot celebrate their event that has nothing to do with you, you know? Yeah. And I would much rather celebrate trans people that exist over religious people that died for my sins. That I still have lots of sins, you guys. I don't know what Jesus was doing because he didn't do a good job.
But anyway, that was a fun day. We got to hang with our friends and chill and just enjoy the show. And then we went to the Eagle after that and had good times. You vibed with a Twitch streamer friend.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Blizz, is in town. So my favorite thing about Blizz was, or is, he's still with us. What? Jesus didn't take
What'd
him
you do
away.
To Blizz?
But I know. I left him at the Eagle. I didn't do anything. My favorite thing is how, and this is a privilege that we get living in San Francisco, but just how we have things like the Hunky Jesus Foxy Mary contest just 2 blocks away from where we live.
Right.
Like, I told Blizz it was happening. He's like, oh, I might check it out. And I was like, no, Blizz, you are
this
queer.
This is not something you miss.
You are young queer. Blizz is bi, by the way.
Yeah.
But you are young queer. Big thing in park, come too. Like, yeah. And he got there and he was like, oh. And then I was like, by the way, we're gonna go to Mr. S. And he's like, oh, I'm down. What's Mr. S?
Yeah.
And like, again, I adore Blizz. We're not making fun of him. I'm just highlighting.
I'm making fun of him.
No, don't highlight. What? Don't. I'm highlighting that I'm very thankful for where we live, because we have this lovely bubble where we have
these. It's also fun because we do live in this bubble and we take it for granted a lot. I always enjoy when people come from out of town, because you re-see the city in their eyes and you're like, oh, yeah, that is really special that we get to do that.
This is
a pretty city. And, you know, you can get bogged down in your everyday life. But then when you come and you see it through the lens of someone else, it's like, oh, we are very fortunate to live here.
We are. I mean, in one weekend, we had power bottom contest. We had Flex muscle worship party. We had the Jesus.
Hunky Jesus and then Foxy Mary.
And then we went to the Eagle after that.
Yeah.
And I was in bed by 9:30 p.m. on a Sunday. And it was perfect.
Blizz.
It was, no, not Blizz. Blizz went to his hotel.
Blizz. Yeah.
And here we are in another week. Yeah. But what is coming up, Daddy? Because people, this will come up as you are smoking.
Oh, so I am going to head out on Wednesday. We're going to go to me and the On Guard crew are all flying to Vegas for Smoke Out, which is our favorite little cigar social event that takes place at the Tuscany Suites in Vegas. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Just sitting by a pool, smoking cigars, no agenda, no contest, no vending. It's fantastic.
Do you think Smoke Out will ever have a contest?
Smoke Out contest?
I don't know. Like,
I doubt
the next smoker. I don't know.
I don't know if that fetish will get that large.
Mr. Smoke Out.
Mr. Smoke Out.
It has a nice ring to it. Hey, Smoke Out people, if you're listening, just see who can get the biggest ash without it falling.
And then come to Ashhole.
No. Oh, see, then they're going to steal your gig.
I know. No, I'm going to TM that.
You're going to TM it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna trademark?
TM it. Yeah.
No one calls it TMing. Yeah. Hey, guys, can we TM that
I'm gonna
idea?
TM that circle.
That thing that we want to own that. Can we TM that,
TM
please?
Circle. Thank you.
I think you're thinking of the R. Like a
trademark?
No. TM doesn't have registered. A circle around it, I don't think.
Oh, no, doesn't it?
I don't think it does.
Okay.
We'll work on that. We'll trademark that. We'll trademark that. What is your favorite thing about Smoke Out?
My favorite thing is just, it's a group of guys
There's a camaraderie there that they don't have venues to do this very often, because like a lot of bars have banned smoking, right? So you have to have an outdoor space to do it. Mm-hmm. Most bars don't have outdoor spaces. So a lot of these guys sit at home enjoying the cigar. Sometimes they Zoom and chat with each other, but it's all virtual. So this is the time that they get to go smoke in an open environment by a pool and meet all these people they've been flirting with online forever. And it's kind of a special time for all these guys to bond and smoke and make out.
How do you guys recognize each other when there's so much smoke in the way? Do you ever get a moment?
Smoke and mirrors.
Like a haze?
Well, it's outdoors one, so there's not that hazy, truthfully. The smoke
disappears. Oh, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But how many people would you say?
Oof. That's interesting.
Because we know that you can count at least to 30 when it comes to dildos. But
wow. Well,
it was a callback.
So now it's like math.
You weren't counting on
that. It's math. Jesus. I'd say anywhere from 500 to 800, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking somewhere around 2K, no?
No, it's not that large.
Okay. Yet.
Yet. It does seem to grow every year.
Every event does.
Yeah. But I'll check with the organizers. I don't know what the numbers are.
So Daddy will be back next week with the... I expect
I'll
notes.
I'll have a raspy voice. I'll sound like Demi Moore.
Was she a big cigar smoker?
No, but she just has a raspy voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if she... I would respect her if she was
Brenda
a cigar
Vaccaro. Smoker. I'll sound like Brenda Vaccaro.
I don't know who that is.
I know.
Okay, don't just say that. Nymphia Wind, go. Plain
Judy
Jane.
Judy Dench.
I know what Judy Dench is.
I don't know what you know.
Because you don't know what we know. I'm curious. Oh my god.
What?
I forgot one of the power bottom one.
Wait,
one
there
of
was
the,
another one?
There was one. Well, there was a few more people that did stuff.
Okay.
And everyone did great. But there was one. There was one of the presentations. He started out by giving himself a Trimex shot.
On stage?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you're skirmish about needles.
I am. And I was kind of like, oh.
Oh, that's jarring.
Oh, it was.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, you know, the contest is meant to destigmatize things. And while there's no stigma for me around needles, there is a squeamishness.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, oh. It doesn't stop there, though. And then he had like a little purse, like a little Mary Poppins bag.
Uh-huh.
Ironically enough, no poppers in that Mary Poppins
Which
bag.
Which he kept his Trimex in?
Yeah. Well, he kept it properly packaged. Like, he dealt with the needles and all that perfectly.
Sure. Okay.
That said, then he pulls out, you know, he's got a few toys like nipple clamps. He came out on stage with just all a bunch of clothespins, mm-hmm. at least 100 maybe. 200 clothespins on his body.
Oh, they were on his body.
They were on his body. He hits him off his body after that.
By himself?
Yeah. The floor.
With a crop? With what?
He just kind of used his hands and hit him all off.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's showing off some pain.
Okay.
And then pulls out a dildo and is showing us, you know, how he's bottoming to the song. One thing he didn't have in that bag, I don't think, was lube.
Ow.
But you know what he did have? From the snack booth, he had grabbed a bottle of Gatorade. He poured the Gatorade on the dildo, and he's on his little stage.
Are you
stage.
Sure it was a J Lube?
No. If that was J Lube, that was not the consistency of J Lube. First of all, okay. Second of all, it looked like Gatorade. It looked like
well,
the Gatorade.
You could put food coloring in J Lube. Are you sure?
J Lube has a consistency.
I know, but
that
you
is
can
not,
water it down.
It was juice.
Okay.
If it was J Lube, there was not enough J in that lube. Okay. You know, that, I'm just
so
being wait, honest.
So he used Gatorade as lube
yeah.
for the dildo?
And I thought I'd seen everything.
Well,
first of all, don't put Gatorade in your asshole, please. I feel the need to say that.
I feel like it must have been something else. It must have been silicone lube.
Tech Stefan.
Okay.
Tech Stefan. Because okay. that was not lube.
But why a Trimex shot?
I don't know.
He's bottoming. He doesn't need his dick.
But well, bottoms can top.
Okay.
Contrary to the height of my voice right now. Ironically enough, I was expecting someone to like pull out that card and be like, I'm a top too. I mean, obviously you can be versatile. You can be a bottom who tops, a top who loves bottoming. Like you can All do right. whatever you want. But that was probably, it's at the very bottom of my notes from this week. That was the most jarring.
Hmm.
Only because
I would
well,
have led with that one.
I I blocked it out. I'm so sorry.
Why.
It needles really.
I know. I'm shocked.
But what really made me giggle, and I couldn't look at Gatorade the rest of the night, was the Gatorade.
What color was it?
Blue. That's why I didn't think it was J-Lube, because it was very liquidy. You could see it, and it looked.
So did his ass look like a Smurf rimmed him after that?
Well, Gatorade's not that thick.
Okay.
If it was J-Lube, it probably would have.
Yeah, okay.
You know? So, got to the bottom of things. And nobody made that joke the entire time.
Oh,
that
was the most missed opportunity.
Disappointing part. The most disappointing. But that was, oh my God. And then probably my favorite part. Ironically enough, didn't find any fun at the, we're going back to the Power Bottom contest because it really lasted.
We're circling back.
Kind of, sorry.
Okay.
But only because, as much as that was a wonderful sex party, it's more of a concept I want to talk about. I do not find sex parties sexy for me.
Well, because you're demisexual.
I know.
You need a connection.
Why are you getting so
someone?
Angry at me? I'm trying to have a conversation.
You said that like that was a surprise.
Well, I'm surprised sometimes.
I'm not.
What's interesting is the sex party has so many people that we know.
Oh, well, so,
but it
yeah.
is also it's the presence and the expectation of sex at a sex party, I think, that turns me off.
Well, and that's a tricky, slippery slope to navigate. Well, to.
No, it was sticky because the Gatorade was still there.
Yeah. Is sex parties like that when you're there with a bunch of friends? Sometimes having sex with them changes the friendship dynamic. So and then you don't want to have to hurt anyone's feelings by declining in advance. So it can feel like a lot of landmines. If they want to have sexy times with you, but you're not feeling it, how do you communicate that back and forth? It can be stressful. I get it.
Yeah. But more so, I just want to voice that as like a concept of like, people do go to sex parties, but sometimes you don't feel like in the mood. Like, and I cleaned out like real good. Like, took maybe, you know, not 10, but like 8 Imodium. No, I'm kidding.
Did you hose out with Gatorade?
No, God, no. I
would have
never
been so hydrated.
I ate very well that day. Okay. I had a salad, and then I cleaned out with my shower shot for a good hour and a half. I'm sorry.
See, you do it too long. I'm telling you.
No.
Too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't done it long enough,
mm-hmm.
that night,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because the second I left the sex party, and then me and my friend Lux went to the muscle worship party, mm-hmm. and within an hour.
Oh, didn't you find someone there?
Okay, well, thank God I cleaned out, right? I get a text from a friend like an hour and a half into that party, uh-huh. and I'd had, me and Lux are having some drinks, and he goes, are you at insert bar? And I said, yes. And all I get back
why are you not saying the name of the bar now?
Oh, I don't care. Powerhouse.
Okay. I thought you were
hiding
the identity.
I'm trying to be ambiguous with stories. I don't know. Or someone's going to be listening in, pinpoint, and be like, I knew where you were.
I knew you were there because I saw you.
I did say the name of the party. I know. It's not a secret.
I know.
Let me finish the story.
This is my point.
You're being a big dick right now, which ironically, he also had. So then I get a text back, just one word, stairs. And so there's stairs in this bar.
Was he staring at you?
He was on the stairs.
Oh, he's
staring
on the
at
stairs.
Me. But it was really nice. And thank God I cleaned out because it was a friend that, you know, fuck around with every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But we went back to my place and yeah, I think I got to bed around 3 a.m.
Good sexy times.
Yes, it was.
Good for you.
And then stayed the night over, which doesn't happen often enough.
No, you don't have a lot of overnight guests.
Well, most of them don't stay till 3 a.m.
I was going to come over and surprise you, too.
You should have. He would have loved it.
I should have.
You should have. No, he's a good friend. Yeah, he's a good fuck buddy. Like,
I've had sex with him, too.
Loves bondage, and I'm happy to do that. But it was that kind of cured some of my sexual frustration from that sex party, you know?
Oh, good.
And I'm feeling much more zen now. Good. I had a come to Jesus moment, and then I came for Jesus 3 days later. Did I have Via?
Yeah.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
High love. That's not a sponsor plug either. I just the it's good stuff.
I know.
It's good stuff.
Because I did the sleepy time. I was in bed by 11.
There's something for everyone, okay? But that was my sexy story of the week. Did you have any good sexy stories?
Ooh, sexy stories. Did I have? I feel like I did.
Have I done sexy?
You could say no. You tied up some people in the park, which you do. You like to do.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So we went to the park because it gets crowded. I went at 10 a.m. just
for the Easter event specifically,
out
right?
A spot in the park. So I put our blanket down. And then, of course, it doesn't really start till noon. So I gave you 2 hours to get there. So while I was waiting, actually, the winner of the power bottom was there with his group. And he came over and told me he won the power bottom.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, congratulations. How much did you have to blow amp for that?
You did not.
I did not.
For the record, 6 judges all loved magic. It wasn't just me. And honestly, like,
anyway,
it was
so
the silliest contest. I did not have any pull.
And I was like a little bored, and I had brought my rope, and I'm like, and I want to master this TK, which is a
type of Shibari bondage harness to help start most suspensions.
Yeah, and I can get 3/4 of the way through, but I'm the final
countdown.
Yeah, I keep fucking up. So I was like, "Hey, I want to practice my Shibari. Are you down?" And he's a very pliable cow.
The SF power bottom, so of course he has to.
He's the best bottom in San Francisco now. So now he had no choice but to say yes. So I started tying him up, and that took about 20 minutes. And I actually mastered. I figured out what I was fucking up on. So it was nice to have that little practice. And people were like filling in and stuff. And then I headed to the bathroom, and 2 women that were up the hill were like, "Oh my God, that Shibari tie. We just enjoyed watching you do that so much."
That's sweet.
Like, oh, that's nice. And then the Hunky Jesus contest was going, and one of our friends was there, and they were feeling really good. And so he asked if I would tie him up. And so I was like, sure, because now I've mastered this tie and I want to see how quick I can do it. So I was like 2 Hunky Jesuses in, and I was like,
Jesus.
Okay. Jizz eyes. Jizzes. I was 2 jizzes in. And so I started tying him up, and then I just got totally entranced in what I was doing, so I missed the second half of the Hunky Jesus contest.
Oh, call back to give a reason for an excuse that you missed the Hunky Jesus contest.
Yes,
got it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well done.
So, but I also mastered that TK, and so like,
turned that water into wine.
Good as gold.
You also turned that water into pee.
What do you mean?
We had a piss cup in the tent.
Yeah, well, that was just my cup, but I had
it
to,
was not
did
just
you,
your cup.
Did you see the line that to the bathroom?
I did, because other people peed in that cup too.
Oh, good.
So I don't know if you were drinking your own piss at that one point, or if that was someone else's.
It doesn't matter. It's a community.
Well, it kind of matters, considering how
brotherly
much
love.
Considering how much fun was being put into some people's bodies. You never know what you're going to get. And for the record, piss can sometimes give you minerals and byproducts of things you take into your body. Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's filtered.
Well, kind of. It's not as sterile as people think.
Yeah.
That is a lie. Pee is not just...
Well, I peed into an empty cup, so I think I'm okay.
I'm just letting you know that it was the communal piss cup.
I know.
Oh, by the way, happy April. I just want to give a shout out, as this podcast comes out after the fact, I just want to give a shout out to all y'all who fell for whatever practical jokes
today.
What
was your April Fool's joke?
I said, hey guys, I just want to be real today on the internet. Very, very real. So true. All tea. I have never topped a day in my life. Thank you so much. Also, happy April. So I was very clear that it was an April Fool's joke.
Sure.
I think.
And how many people fell for it?
A few people. A few people were like, thank you for being so real. Thank you for being vulnerable.
Well, how do you know they're not joking? See, that's
the
you can't,
tone
you,
of
you
some
can't
of them.
Tell tone
the tone of
internet.
Some
you
of them.
Tell.
The tone of some of them were sending RuPaul's Drag Race, thank you so much for spilling sis gifts. There was a few people that were like, I can't tell if this is a joke or not. Meanwhile.
Well, you are the master of doing that.
Oh, thanks. Meanwhile, the amount of companies that did shit today, like Sniffies did, like now putting together like real dick scanning options for your Sniffies profile, where like, you know, you could see someone's dick in 3D or whatnot.
Did you see the latex company that had, you know how there's see-through panels? And they told they said that they were heating pads, so you didn't have to put a cold latex
suit
on.
Okay, but see, this is where y'all companies think you're being funny and cute. People actually want some of the things you're promising.
You're like, oh, that's a great idea. I would
love
heating powder.
You are disappointing me. Case in point, not disappointing me, but it is very topical. This is a water brand.
Pea flavor. Yes, we did.
So Air Up, which I've heard is a scam. It's essentially a water bottle that has a crooked water thing there. You see how it's crooked? It's done that way on purpose.
Why?
Because you drink it and it's like it's angled in such a way that you can drink it by just having the bottle up. Because when it's angled up like that, there are little flavor pods right there that sit right underneath the little what you normally like suck on. Mm-hmm. So that you smell a flavor, but you're drinking water. So, and I don't think it. I don't think it's scientifically proven, even though they say that. But like, you know how you smell
something?
So you
feel like you're drinking Coke, but it's water?
You know people that eat a salad while smelling chocolate or something like that? You know, for like diet tips?
Sure.
It's that kind of mentality.
Okay.
But apparently the taste of these things, I've watched a number of YouTube videos that are like, it's kind of not great. And also their water bottles aren't that good. And it's like drop shipped things, allegedly. But the fact that they did a piss flavor... And I retweeted, I'm like, not them accidentally exciting all the kinksters.
Yeah, exactly.
And there were so many people legitimately like throwing money. Give me piss flavor water. Because it smells like piss, but you don't have to drink the piss.
I know. Because some people don't. That would be so great.
Some people are very much about the smell, but don't want to have to worry about the chemicals or the byproducts, you know?
Yeah.
Or even the taste. I don't know. I don't drink pee all at times. Yeah. But what do you have to say to that?
I think it's magically delicious.
Oh, okay.
I think it's silly, but
I think some companies don't realize the products that they're giving.
Pitching would actually be
and
great
actually,
ideas.
Yeah, yeah, literally. So just be careful on April 1st of every year. Honestly, I mean, you're already listening to this pod, so it's already happened. But I hope that no one fell for anything too bad. Though the people out here that are like, ooh, there are some people out there that make jokes like, oh, we broke up. That's not funny.
I know.
That's not funny.
That's not nice.
I had some gay friends that were like, I'm in a relationship with a straight person. And then at the very end, and then of course these gays are like thirsty. So they're like, what? You're bisexual, which is fine. But like, people are like, you were lying about that this whole, well, I mean, good for you on your journey. And then people are trying to be supportive and they're not understanding it's a joke. And that just makes it so awkward.
Actually, I want to do a little shout out. I think we're making progress. Do you realize that this is the first Easter that I don't think I saw one time? And correct me if I'm wrong, if you saw it. I didn't see anyone paint their ass cheeks like Easter eggs. I think that's
this is progress.
Time. I think that's progress.
This is progress.
No, that we've stopped
no one was
doing
painting
that.
The crack with a little crack.
I mean, it's so overdone that it hasn't been done. It wasn't done this
Have
year.
Have you ever done that to your ass?
No, because everyone
does that.
Okay,
if it's so overdone, you've never done it.
Well, it's also like Halloween when they
bring
make
back
it
the crack.
A jack-o'-lantern.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. True. I didn't see
Did
any.
Did you see it? I didn't either.
I wasn't.
I think that's progress.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is the future the libs want. I don't know.
That's
what
not painting your asses.
Anyway, we hope that you guys have had a lovely come to Jesus moment on today's pod. That was
this
our
was
week.
Just kind of silly.
It was silly, but that's because we had a really sex positive week.
Yeah.
I mean, was there anything else we missed? We did the Ruth episode, the Dr. Ruth.
Oh, that's going to be a fun episode.
I kind of want to do a podcast where we read some more of these questions. Uh-huh. But for all those that aren't in on the loop yet, we got this game from the 1980s. I think it was 85 that it was published. It's Dr. Ruth's Game of Good Sex, and it is the most 80s board game ever.
And what's interesting about it is I listened to Dr. Ruth and as a teenager in high school. You know about her because of research and stuff.
Well, her show was syndicated in 92, so like I couldn't have watched that.
And I just had some lesbians move in next door and they invited us to
the game night,
open house game night. Mm-hmm. So we went and immediately noticed that they had two cats. So we're like, okay, we're not going to be able to stay long because I'm allergic. But anyway, anyway, we said we almost brought a Dr. Ruth game for y'all to play, and they're all, and not a single one of them.
Who's that? That was the energy.
But
they,
I don't
that
think
was the
anyone was over the age of 27 there. So I
not
I
for
totally
lack of
it.
Trying. They I were know. Very appreciative.
Oh no, they're so sweet. I wish we could have stayed. I'm just so allergic to cats. But yeah,
real cats. We're not being misogynistic, by the way. Because I said that today on stream, and they're like, "Oh, you don't like the pussy cats?" And I'm like, "Okay,
oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Not like that.
Oh, no, I'm allergic.
Daddy's
to
allergic
cats.
To physical cats." Okay.
Jesus,
I thought that was funny. Speaking of Jesus,
yes,
our last come to Jesus moment, Daddy. We haven't even. I can't believe we got all the way here.
What?
Without a little bit of tea.
Daddy, daddy, oh, my dad, tea.
Daddy, daddy, that's philosophy. He likes to have a rant and rocks a lot of pants.
Daddy.
Okay, so
I hope it's not too cold.
It's not gonna be too cold. Well,
I mean, we're already at the
end. It's kind of like a spray.
What?
So back in 2004, I got my dick pierced, and I put a I had a PA in it, right? So I did it because I was in a relationship with someone who wanted me to do it. Anyway, that broke off. And then after it broke off, I was so...
The relationship, not your dick.
Yeah, not my dick. I was so tired of peeing on my own leg that I took it out and I never put it back in. Well, now I've recently been like, oh, I kind of want to put that back in. So I went to the jeweler, and thankfully the hole hasn't closed up, so they didn't have to re-pierce it. But they did stretch it a little bit.
You're so rude. What? We just talked about how I hate needles, and you're really making me go through a PA story right now.
I didn't say one thing about a needle. I didn't have to re-pierce it, I said. So you're welcome.
Literally,
you're
rewind
welcome.
30 seconds in the podcast. What do you mean? Gaslighting.
Anyway, no.
So, piercing.
Okay.
Girl bossing.
Bottom line, I put a PA back in my dick.
But I'm a top.
Well, now I have realized why I originally took it out, because my toilet seat is just... It's just piss stains everywhere.
I love that you did it too, and you're like, by the way,
yeah, well, I went
who didn't
there,
get a say in that, huh?
I went to get my guiche put back in, which fell out. And
yeah,
then while
we
was
talked
there,
about that.
I asked the jeweler. I was like, "Can you stretch this?" And he's like, "Sure." And
it's such a loving commitment relationship you have with that jeweler.
He's actually good. He's the one who pierced my nose. I love him.
Oh my God.
I do. He's so good.
He doesn't
it feels
hear
like it was
me,
licked off
think.
By kittens.
I don't care. But I'm just like, he just sent me a picture. By the way.
Oh, look what
who
happened.
Does that? Who does that? Yeah, don't you? I'll pierce something else here in a second.
Oh, you would never pierce.
I'm giving you a piercing gaze. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's the only piercing you do.
It's not. I'm my only thing with piercings, PAs. I know we just said we're done with the pod, but hey, side tangent. I have a hard time putting a dick with a PA in my mouth because I have dental work.
Dental work. No, I get that.
And I have a wire down there. I don't even want to risk. Yeah. Like I have a permanent wire because I had braces, and that scares me.
I get it.
I'm just letting you know.
I'll take it out for you.
I mean, just whenever anything sexual, yes, please. I don't mind that you have it. It also just, for me, with piercings in general, it makes my dick hurt when I see one because I'm like, ah, like that would be jarring to me.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. Didn't mean to traumatize you.
No, you're not traumatizing me. I feel like a almost phantom pain because I know that process is not so easy, and the healing process.
Well,
takes
if it makes you feel, if it makes you feel better, it's completely healed and feels great.
Wow, I'm happy you're not in pain.
Not at all.
No, I got that. Meanwhile, trauma.
But my toilet seat. I think that was the tea we were getting to here. My toilet seat. Now I think I made a huge mistake, and I might need to take it out again because I'm tired of peeing on my toilet seat.
Well, you just gotta sit to pee. It sounds like.
I know. I don't. So what I've done, you know how
jokes
I,
on everyone. You don't use your toilet. Well, you pee in a cup regardless of
so
a
PA. That's what I was just about to say. So
yeah.
You know how I have a coffee cup on the
plot
sink,
twist.
Sink?
You played yourself.
No. You know how I have a coffee cup on the sink in the kitchen?
Yes.
I've now put one in the bathroom too.
Oh my. So okay. Now, this is getting out of hand.
No. So I can
this
still
this is getting out of hand.
Pee. I just pee into the coffee cup and pour it in the toilet.
Or
what?
It's time to go. I don't want to have an argument about a PA, coffee cup, or pissing, because we've had far too many piss stories and needles in today's pod, and I actually do need to go pee. So we will see you all next week. I hope that you all, if you are at Smokeout, you please go say hi to Daddy.
Yeah, come say
friends.
Hi to me.
It's going to be a good old time. But Daddy, if people want to find you otherwise, where can they do that?
If you want to see the naughty, sexy stuff, you can go to MrChristopher.com, and that's Mr. Christopher with a K. Or you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Christopher Weston.
And you can find me everywhere at PupAmp or PupAmp.com for the naughty, sexy things. This has been What's Your Safe Pod at What's a Safe Word Production. And we appreciate you all listening, whether it's on any Apple or Spotify. Again, you can leave reviews. It helps us in the ratings. And if you leave a comment, I get to see those and publish them. Or you can join us on our Patreon, where you get all of this, plus a video version and an
afterpod,
which is where we take one of your questions and at length answer them. And sometimes we don't answer them.
We go off the rails.
We?
Just like this podcast.
No, but this podcast was very much meant to be a little rail-less.
Rail-less?
Yeah, or getting railed. Ooh. But we will see y'all next time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
I felt like I should have said something else after that. I was like, and?
And if you like this show, you can like it down below or ring the bell.
No, nope, that's not how this works. No, you can leave a review, though. And seriously, like, if you guys leave comments, we do see those, and the people can read them. This is a sneak peek on the afterpod, what we're going to talk about. Mm. When playing in a group session, do you ever worry about STDs? They mean STIs, like herpes, specifically when playing with strangers? I can't wait to hear your response.